First, I want to give honor to God, who's the head of my life. And without whom nothing is possible, and with whom all things are possible. I want to thank every organization. I want to thank every person who's been showing me so much love and so much support. I want to thank every individual who's been behind this effort to stand for what's right and to do what's right. I truly love our children. I love them with all my heart. And I love our community. And this is about the children. And as a product of the public school system, the children always come first to me. They always come first. So every parent, every community member, every faithful leader, every pastor, clergy, Dr. Clark, everyone, every elected official, every business leader, every community organizational leader, and especially my students who've sent me letters, cards, emails, and I haven't responded to them to stay out of the fray, but I want to let them know today I love them, I love you all, and I thank you for your support, and I thank you for what we're about to do for long-term change. Amen. People are standing up, and I thank you all for standing up. I thank you for speaking out. I thank you for showing up. And you've done this in a manner that's been dignified, intelligent, just like the classy people that we always are. You have been dedicated towards long-term change and a betterment for this community and for all. So many people are wondering still, what is this all about? And as I see it, it's about integrity. The integrity of our public school system, specifically at Ferguson Florissant School District, and the integrity of public schools throughout the region. It's also about doing the right thing and doing things the right way. I've dedicated my life towards doing things the right way and doing the right thing, and so many of us here have, and that's what this is really about. And lastly, it's about being an example for our children in all that we do, in every action that's happened prior to this and even in this very moment. Many people are saying, why did you not come out sooner? Why did it take like 3 weeks? Because I was being silent to give people the opportunity to say and do what's right and to speak to me. I've been making attempts every other day to try to reach out to this board to speak with them. And not one reply has been given back to me at all. But I'm not as concerned about that as I'm concerned about moving at the speed of the need for our children.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That is what this is all about. We are a public school system in Ferguson, Florissant, and throughout, but we are learning right now that we are only as strong as our public. And the public is engaged, they're enlightened, and they're empowered to do something about what this system is doing right now to me, but not just me, but to countless children in Ferguson, Florissant, and outside of it.
Yes.
And as a product of the public schools, as a student from Riverview Gardens from K through 9, that also then had a choice my parents made to send me to another school, to Rockwood School District. This is deeply personal to me and personal to countless children, countless parents, countless community leaders, and I refuse to not stand for what's right.
That's right. Amen.
We are the people. We know the answers. We have the solutions. Now we need the skill and the will as educators and as leaders in school systems, and as citizens, to demand excellence and the best for every child. That is why this is a civil rights issue. Education is the 21st century civil rights issue.
Yes. Yes.
It is. And this very example shows you the struggle. This is the struggle. Just when something is going excellently, going well, having the highest standards, having private funds donated to any child that crosses the doors, then the struggle begins for people who will bridge gaps of the heart, head, and hand versus put barriers towards hearts, heads, and hands. And so the struggle to me is simple. It's about doing the right thing and doing things the right way for our children. Either you have integrity or you don't. I've lived a life in integrity, and my actions have shown integrity, and I am showing it even more in this situation by showing respect, responsibility, and restraint. Either you love children or you don't. And I love children. I love all children, black, brown, white, all children. And I love them even stronger because of this situation. Either you stand for what's right or you don't. I choose to stand. I choose to stand for what's right. And I'm compelled now to stand even stronger. I choose always to do the right thing. I choose to do things the right way with integrity, dignity, and appropriately through established policies, procedures, and best practices. The claims that the board is making, I have no knowledge of them. No knowledge of them. The board is making claims that I'm learning through the media. They're not communicating to me directly, nor even responding to my attorneys as they call. The letters we sent asking to welcome conversations have been unresponded to me. I've received no response from the board. The board has refused my attorney's request to even share the claims that they're making that are improper to DESE. DESE's process allows schools to make sure that they review the embargoed data and to make any corrections to errors that are identified all the way through August. It allows for verification and corrections. That's a normal part of the DESE process, the Department of Education process. So I'm asking the board to contact me, and have been, to tell me exactly what it is that they wish to know and what are they looking for. I have not gotten any responses. And since being suspended on November 6th, I have not been contacted by the board for any purposes regarding that suspension, not on the meeting prior to that, nor the meeting after that. This situation is not my creation, but I happen to be caught up in this situation. And the board has their private reasons for what they're doing. But that does not matter to me as much as the children do, and the community, and the staff. Any CEO or business owner knows that you never act in a way that tears down the trust, that destroys the confidence of a business or organization, that angers thousands of stakeholders. Anyone knows that you don't do that. And then send out regular press releases to do so? That's a lack of integrity to the system and the people within it. Yes. It's not even about me. It's about the people within it that they represent. Any superintendent or school leader knows that you don't cause a disruption to the learning environment. Not mid-year, not at any time. You don't disrupt children from doing their responsibility to come, grow, learn, and be the focus of all that we do. Any educator knows that. You don't put a dark cloud over hardworking bus drivers, secretaries, a dark cloud over teachers, administrators, people who are just trying to do what's right to serve, nurses who are serving people, counselors, therapists. You don't put a dark cloud over them. And especially over our children who are asking to speak up, stand up, and say things and are being told, no, you can't even have a conversation about it in some classes, according to emails that are being sent from students. And after asking the board for over 3 weeks to discuss this with me to solve this immediately, I came to the conclusion that it became clear they don't want to do so. And so I chose to speak up and speak out. I chose to say that the children matter most. I'm here to say that across this state and nation, this is happening to children everywhere where they're not being put at the focus of education. Amen. And we want to make sure that that changes. What grieved me most during this period was not what happened to me, but that two children from Ferguson were hit by a car. I wanted to go visit them, hug them, speak to their mom, as I usually always do. Right. I wanted to go let them know that we are with you. We love you. What do you need from us? We will provide it. I didn't get that opportunity. It was robbed from me. And I'm not certain that anyone visited those two children in the hospital. But that grieved me most because I love our children and I love our community. So I want to say that I'm grateful to be in this horrible situation in order to take a greater stand for our children, to take a greater stand to show integrity, a greater stand to make the system itself one of greater integrity and success for our children. I'm grateful for this situation and thankful to the board for this opportunity to show how to do things the right way and do what's right.
Amen.
I'm thankful for this situation because it allows us to be the ultimate example and role model that we want for our children and that we want to see from our children. Thank you. I'm grateful that I got a call from two representatives to say, please come and advise us from January through June on laws that the state should write to improve the public school systems for the state of Missouri. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for some local universities saying, help teach our principals and our superintendents that want to be superintendents, aspiring people, how to stand for what's right and what to do. I'm thankful for that. And as I've said over and over again, I'll state it again, we are in a war against ignorance. We're in a war. We are in a war against ignorance. But this war, we're in it. This is a systems issue. And this school system, like any house, the biggest room in our house in this school system is the room for improvement. We need improvement for our children, for our region, for the nation. Education must improve. It's bigger than me. And I want to share that education is enlightenment, empowerment, engagement of all. And when you enlighten, empower, and engage, truth and justice shall prevail. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I close by saying that I commit my life continuously to act in honor, to act in decency, to show responsibility, respect, and restraint. This is what our children deserve from us, and this is what will make Missouri be the best state in the nation for high-quality public education.
Yes.
And making the focus on where it should be on our children.
Yes.
Thank you.
Guys, come forward and put your hand on this brother and pray. Come forward, put your hand on this brother and pray.